The federal case against Enron has reached the top. Kenneth Lay, the former chairman of the failed energy trading company, has released a statement confirming he will turn himself in to face charges in court tomorrow in Houston. Enron collapsed nearly 3 years ago under the weight of scandal. Other Enron executives have already pleaded guilty to schemes that hid the company's debt, made it look more profitable, and ensured top officials did not suffer along with shareholders when the stock price plummeted. Mary Flood is covering the story for the Houston Chronicle and joins us now. Mary, what can you tell us about this indictment against Kenneth Lay and his response to it?
Well, it was sealed, so we haven't seen how many charges or exactly what they are, but it appears that he is likely to be charged with something like securities fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy, and lying on Enron financial statements, the same charges that were used against his former CEO, Jeff Skilling. And the general accusation is likely to be that he manipulated earning reports to hide Enron's failures while still reaping lucrative salaries, bonuses, and other benefits for himself.
Now, he says he's done nothing wrong, and I assume that will be his defense in court.
Oh, certainly. And, of course, he is presumed innocent as well. And the defenses in court, you know, there are many available to these gentlemen who are accused here, including that their advisors, their accountants, and their lawyers told them it was okay to do what they did. They also may say that what they're being charged with wasn't actually illegal. It was just business. And for the specific charges, some of them, they'll get a lot more complex than that.
Now, this isn't the end of things for Kenneth Lay. There's also word now that the Securities and Exchange Commission is about to file civil fraud charges against him as well.
Right. That has been done in each of the Enron indictments, each of the ones against some of the guys high up on the food chain. The SEC files a civil case that mirrors the criminal case, and then the government asks that that case be stayed. So these have been filed by, you know, sort of by rote. They haven't gone forward, and I doubt this one will go forward either.
There's at least one executive, Andrew Fastow, the former CFO of Enron, who has pleaded guilty and is cooperating with prosecutors. Is it your sense that some of what he's told them has added to the weight of evidence against Kenneth Lay?
Yes, I suspect that's true. We would expect to see Mr. Fastow to be a key witness in this trial, especially if it's a trial of Mr. Skilling, Mr. Lay, and the former chief accounting officer, Rick Causey, the three of them at the same table. I would think Andrew Fastow would be probably the key witness.
And remind us, Mary, this case has been brewing for several years now. Where do things stand overall? Who's been indicted and where do things stand?
Well, Mr. Lay's indictment is the 31st charge in this case. Most of those people from Enron, but there's also an accountant and several bankers and several financiers from Merrill Lynch who are accused, too. I don't think this is the end for the Enron grand jury. Those poor people have been going for more than 2 years. But I think that there are some other people near the top, underneath Lay and Skilling, certainly, who will likely still be indicted. So though it's been a long time, I don't think we're done.
Mary Flood, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Melissa. You're welcome.
Mary Flood of the Houston Chronicle on news that former Enron CEO Kenneth Lay has been indicted by a grand jury and will surrender to authorities tomorrow.